Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you look the other way, your prey is gone. I'm sorry, we were talking about Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin sounded like my father, if you want to know what my dad
I'd say it's about. The other way around.
Google Lee Marvin, and you will hear my father's voice. That's what my father sounded like.
Is that
like.
Eerie?
The fact is.
It is eerie now because I love the sound of my dad's voice because he sounded so cool. And I realized why now I love the sound of his voice because he's got that. Because I'm fascinated with Lee Marvin, too, when I see him interviewed. And it's kind of a smoky, boozy voice that he's got.
Have you been watching a lot of Lee Marvin interviews? Because he's he's...
Do you call it bunny trailing? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I've been bunny trailing religiously.
He's confrontational interview subject, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
Mitchum.
He's a little surly. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, what I know about Lee Marvin is that he was a legendary partier. My father was not a legendary partier, but my dad smoked a lot, like Lee Marvin. So I listened to him. And when I'm talking about bunny trailing, I've done that. I spent last week an entire night just surfing and just YouTubing different stuff. You can do that all night long.
Yeah.
You can sit there and just watch different clips. And I think it's a testament to my pathetic life.
No, I don't. I think what it is, it's a testament to how great the metrics are. YouTube always seems to have one more video that you just want to see related to the last one, but not really. It's weird. It's like it gets to know you.
Twerking will take you for 3 hours. Easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fascinating. I think the whole thing, this internet is really wild.
Yeah. I like crush videos.
Wild technology. So. What did you say? What?
I like crush videos.
Crush videos. Do they? They don't have those on.
No, TV, I was only joking. Of course.
No, that's the dark web.
Yes, that's where Pony lives.
Where you would find that.
Lots of crush.
No sunlight.
Day number 11, Pony. Day number 11.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Boy. Are you cheating?
I'm going to do that every day now.
No.
Tell us when you cheat.
I haven't cheated at all.
Now, see, that's not having faith. I'm going to be more optimistic than you, Oscar Santana. I'm going to say that I'm going to mention it every day that we go to day 12, 13, 14, because I'm hoping that he doesn't. I think 10 days is a big deal.
I
think
do
making
too.
It through that first 7-day period is a big deal.
21 days is a habit. So if we get there, I think we could probably celebrate that then.
Think about that, sure. Pony. 21 days is a habit, so that's something to shoot for.
Yeah.
What do you mean 21 days is a habit? Is that something I should know?
Oh, I think that if people are trying to quit anything, right, whether it's alcohol or it's cigarettes or any type of
it's like when you're standing in front of your refrigerator.
Yeah. Right, for 21 days?
You've done it 21 days.
I have, yes,
and
indeed.
So, yeah, and that's
you said no to the butter for 21 days.
Never have.
Right. By the way, just to get it out of the way, no, I'm not. I don't mean that. I love the mailbag, but we're doing it early today because we'd like to keep the show on time. We have a lot to talk
and
to
it's
about
the
today.
Newly structured mailbag.
Yes. What was that?
Do you want to clear your throat before you
no,
do
I was being Lee Marvin. Oh. It was almost like talking.
No, you're as far away from Lee Marvin's voice as anybody's voice that I've ever heard.
Yeah, polar opposites.
By the way, in Gorky Park, Lee Marvin.
When you look away, your prey is gone.
There you go.
That had to be his last film, because that was fairly recent. I mean, for him, right? That's the end of his era, right?
30 years ago. But I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, William Hurt's an old man now.
Briefly, to all the perverts on the TMOS fan club.
You're taking your shirt off?
That are looking for pictures of the new male intern.
Oh, Andrea.
Settle down.
Yeah, there was a lot of that last night.
How about Carla when she took pictures of the firefighters when she was handing out the donuts?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I had to hear how hot the
You
know, look, I sent my wife into that air. I didn't send her. She went on her own. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I knew, tell me the golf. As soon as I told my golf buddies that she was going off to deliver donuts to the fire station, it was nonstop. And then I had to deal with it on the internet.
That's a category,
too.
By the way. Mm-hmm. Delivering donuts to the fire station.
It's like taking you, I, or Rob, and saying, hey, can you please send this goodwill to every Hooters in the Northern Virginia area?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Precisely.
And there was one, by the way, the one firefighter who I said, oh, that's an interesting. Yeah, Carla says, yeah, he looks like the guy from This Is Us, the good-looking brother from This Is Us. I said, oh, that's wonderful. She said, and they invited Michael back. I said, no! No, you brought the donuts. You did your goodwill. You raised money for the Little League. Enough already with the firefighters.
Enough with the abs.
Yeah, you want to help, don't help.
Yeah, I mean, there was one firefighter. I saw a picture of him. He was kind of Johnny Schlubberino, so I was fine. Go back to that fire station. But he's part-time. Yeah, don't go back to the fire station with the muscle men.
He was only there for the donuts.
You know, it's frustrating. God, why do fire and rescue workers need to be in such incredible shape? It just bugs me. But anyway, it is time for the mailbag because it's not about me. No, it's not about Carla. It's about you. Yeah.
It's all about firefighters. It's all about EMTs.
The opposite of us. All these things that I do. Polar. It's all about you.
It's all about you.
Imagine you and I. All the time. Rob and I, you know, we would get the halfway up the ladder and go, happy birthday.
Yeah. They're going to burn.
You know what we are, Mike?
I'm sorry. They're all going to die. I'm sorry. I can't make it up the other half.
They would say it's a Spiewak and O'Mara third responders.
Right. No. The ladders wouldn't be rated for you guys.
Yeah,
no.
You're probably
right.
Hey,
we could do the poll. Yeah.
In my fantasy, it would be. Yeah, we'd probably do the poll. No, we do the poll and it'll be. I'm sorry, they're stuck again. In my fantasy, we'd be going up wood ladders and we'd just break a rung.
All the way down.
Anyway, time to get to the mailbag now. Tighter and brighter, if you're listening, pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy birthday to Paul. It's a birthday right off the side. We get those out of the way, right?
Right.
Happy birthday to Paul Brooke Dotson. Eric Yinger has the Yingster, the man of Yingstinia. He had his 47th birthday. That's Don's bit, but I steal it once in a while. Eric Yinger had his 47th birthday. Hooray. Happy birthday to Rachel Guthrie of Phoenix, Arizona. Enjoy, my dear. That's Rob. That's Rob saying that, not me. I don't speak like that. Hooray, my dear.
Hooray, my dear. Birthday girl.
You're raising your hand.
Yes. Up. Happy birthday to my lovely wife, Shannon.
Shannon.
Yes, Shannon's the 27th. Birthday. It's her birthday.
She deserves a phone call.
No, not after this morning.
Oh, no.
I thought it was the other morning that was bad.
You're in the doghouse for throwing the keys or whatever you did.
My wedding ring.
The wedding ring. Have you made peace after that?
Yes.
You horrible human being.
But this is the problem. When I wake up early for the show, for work.
When does that happen?
Well, that happened today. And I said, I'll take the dog out for your birthday because usually that's her job, not my job.
Santos.
Yeah,
just for drinks and happy
birthday. The Labradoodle.
So Santos I take out, and then I go to the fridge. I'm like, I'll have a yogurt to start the day, something healthy.
Right.
I look in the fridge and it's Siberia. There's nothing there. Nothing at all.
The cupboard is bare.
Yeah.
And in my house, I will leave the cupboard bare whenever the F I please.
In Russia, the refrigerator fills you.
I said, hey, Shannon, happy birthday. Might be nice if we had groceries. I do everything else.
Birthday groceries. Not nice.
That's not kind. You're supposed to do everything today.
No.
It's a national holiday. It's your wife's birthday. Welcome to Maryland. This is the first birthday she's had as your wife. You need to do everything
today. I got her a card.
Yeah, it's the Ten of Diamonds.
What a guy. What a human being. That's fantastic. Well, more on that later in the program.
Good.
Last week, I mailed you guys three large white soft mailer envelopes. I hope you have received them by now. Look at that.
Yes.
Recently, I was charged with cleaning out my late father's old record collection. It's hard to believe he would have something for each of you in his 50-plus-year-old collection. I also found some bootleg CDs that Pony should enjoy. Well, that's a little creepy.
Mm.
Trying to do my part to spruce up the mailbag. There you go.
Right.
Thanks, John Druin. And what do we have here?
I will go first. It says, Attention Rob Spiewak. And I pull out the first record, which is The Best of Scott Joplin, which is a ragtime music played by a man named Max Morath. Okay. Which is excellent. I love ragtime music.
It's very racist.
Nice, racist album cover there.
And wait, it gets better. This is a lock and key box set, MCA Records, the best of Bing Crosby.
Oh.
And yes, it actually comes with a key to that lock.
How cool is that for you?
It's amazing, and it looks almost unplayed.
Do not resell that.
Please. No, I will not. Would that be valuable? The problem is that the cardboard corners, they've busted out. I'll need to repair
them.
But it looks like it's signed.
Well, it's not. That's screening.
No, I'm talking on the side.
No, but that's also printed on.
Okay.
But all anyway, right. All of Bing Crosby's like hits from the MCA era. Of
That'll
course.
Go in your
I
home.
Think he's I'll listen to sell them. These, Mike.
He's off to the record exchange. Anything else?
Yeah, well, Oscar has something for you.
Oscar's got one. What do you have, Oscar?
Ooh, yes. Stereophonic, a collection of Irish favorites, Mike. Just for you.
Oh, featuring Billy Durkin.
What, is that mine?
Yes. These are your records that he
oh,
sent
Oh, these
you.
Are my records.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want that.
Well, it's stereophonic.
Yes, that means it sounds twice
well,
as nice.
Well, maybe I will take a listen to those.
Bing Crosby when Irish eyes are smiling.
Oh,
I'll take that.
That's
too.
Beautiful.
I'll
take,
yeah. This, his dad was a big Bing guy. Thank you. That's,
yeah.
That's
and,
wonderful.
Here's another box set.
Another box set, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, the Christmas celebration, Mike.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Get that right out.
Send it right out to the fans.
No, I love the Christmas. That's when I play records during the Christmas season.
So I'll get those down to you. Yes.
Did Oscar not get anything?
No, this is Oscar's records are
the pop classics Go Latin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, exotic.
Look at that.
Well, that's quite a collection his father had.
Yeah.
And Qué Bonito es Jalisco.
Jalisco.
What does that mean?
Good times. I have no idea.
And wow. Then Pony has some bootleg CDs, apparently.
Oh, these are extra these, wrapped up.
Gotta be.
Yeah, this looks like it might those. Be.
Might want to rent
is this
them.
From Dad's collection? Or is
hey, save some for Dad now.
What's it say?
Oh, the best of the Grease Man.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's going right in the soup. Right
love
in the Subaru.
The Grease Man.
I didn't.
Waddle doodle.
Waddle doodle.
Wow, four CDs. Yeah. That's almost all of his punchlines.
No, but it's but just to be official, it's official best of the Grease Man CDs from DC 101.
Yeah,
they're not
looks
just
like
bootlegs.
It's printer paper.
But still.
I'd like to play some of that on the show.
Yeah.
Would that be like illegal? Would I be able
now
to
now you can do that now.
Very legal.
Statute of limitations.
I mean, he turned us down nicely, right? When we
he's
asked
always
him to come on
been
the show.
Cordial but firm. Yeah.
He doesn't want to come on.
No, he doesn't.
All right. I wouldn't either if I was the Grease. Anyway, next letter. It is thank you, John Druin. We
Yay,
appreciate
John.
It.
Yeah. Thank
it
you,
is
buddy.
With great dismay and sadness that I write the show today. You see, as I was listening to an episode from last week, I heard Mike tell of the sale of his beloved two-wheeler, and I was taken aback to my days in Portland, Oregon, many years ago when Rob gave Mr. O'Meara the moniker Motorbike Mike. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, it was a moment where your humor truly caught Mike off guard, and he chuckled heartily while cheering Motorbike Free Me to the Streets of Rome. I don't remember that.
Isn't it weird what some people grab onto?
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
This said, I wish to say to Motorbike Mike, au revoir, my good friend.
Oh, dear.
May your moto truly be free to roam. Ride on, brother. Humbly yours, J.R. Sandpoint, Idaho. Thank you, J.R.
Aww.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's like the Aztecs taking over Mike's bikes.
It's all over. Got the check yesterday. We're done.
Awesome.
Bike's gone. But we'll rent them. If I ever want to get on a scoot, I'll go down. There's a rental literally less than a mile from
and
my
you'll
house,
probably so. Get a better bike or a better rental.
There'll never be a better bike than that, Oscar.
Oh, you see, there's still a connection.
There'll never be a better bike.
As you go zooming down the
you
road, listening
to, your head down,
listening to your Mormon Tabernacle Christmas music.
Record player on the back.
Yeah, right.
That makes me laugh when he does it like that.
Hello, I thought
fellas.
I was going to be a winner, and then I was a loser.
broke even.
Hello, fellas. This question is for Mike. I'm here. When and of whom was the first impression you ever did? When did you know that this was a talent of yours? My name is pronounced Alpino Gioia. Alpino Gioia.
I think I remember the first impression.
Do you?
Yeah, you're Liza in your mom's shoes.
No.
No.
Oh.
And that was The Sound of Music, by
Sorry.
The way.
Yeah.
And that was in high school.
Oh, well,
5 years old.
Oh, my God.
I did You Dirty Rat. Jimmy Cagney was my first impression.
All right, let's do it.
You dirty rat. You killed my brother. But I don't think he ever said that. That's one of those impressions that he never said. So I did that. And then later on, I would do like the classics like Humphrey Bogart. Yeah, and that's what you're doing. You better watch out. Watch out right there. And I did that. And I was 5 years old, and it sounded exactly like this. I had a beautiful baritone.
When did Donald and Mickey come around?
Later on, when children came into the picture, I did that for the children. And by the way, I will have the details of the 4 to 5 year old audience that I performed in front of yesterday.
Nice.
Thank you, wife. Moving right along, fellas. First, I would like to say, keep up the great work. Your show is a delicious slice of audio pie, enjoyed each and every day.
Ew.
More importantly, I would like to hear Mike's thoughts on the modern golf patron. I attended the Phoenix Open, and one moment that really struck me occurred when one of the players hit a wayward tee shot that landed in the rough outside the ropes, allowing fans to crowd within inches of the player as he lined up for his second shot. While this composed professional tried to study and attempt a difficult recovery, the guy behind me, who was no more than 5 feet away from the player, yelled, "Nice shot, Dick. Maybe you should club up next time, a-hole." Wow. 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 I see, the last tournament I went to, I hate to say this, but it was the biggie, the granddaddy, yeah, the sure. Masters, and your ass is so thrown out if you do that.
I've been to the Phoenix Open 4 times.
Yeah.
Rowdy as hell, isn't it?
It's like the HF Festival at a golf course.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, funny, though, they know they're going to get crapped.
It's
they know
literally brosefs and dream killers running around drunk.
Yeah. And they were pretty rowdy at the Honda over the weekend, too. There was a guy that hit the ball, once again, a wayward tee shot, and I saw this guy. Didn't hear him, but you hear everybody going, yeah, and there's a guy waving over to his friends, and he's got a cigarette going, and he's got, like, the cigarette, and he's waving them with the cigarette in his hand.
It was Lee Marvin.
It seems like this kind of behavior is becoming more commonplace on the course. Do you think the PGA should crack down on this kind of fan behavior, or do you think they are too afraid to lose the dollars that these fans bring in? Ryan in Baltimore. All I can tell you, Ryan, is I went to the tournament where you literally, it is run with an iron fist.
Yeah.
And as someone who doesn't like the man coming down on people, I really don't, I came away with just tremendous admiration for what they do at Augusta by keeping everybody civil. They created an atmosphere where everybody was just kind to one another.
System.
I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. It was just a kind environment. And for someone who likes to take, and will plan on taking my son to sporting events, I'd love to see more civility in there. And unfortunately, there have been drunks at sporting events as long as there have been sporting events.
Right.
It started, you know, with the gladiators.
Romans,
way back when. The fact is,
that's the way
it is. Yeah. But
John,
you know,
Daly.
What?
John.
My father didn't suffer them. I don't know why he's on my mind today, but he didn't suffer these idiots and had a very, very clear way of expressing it to them, and they shut up. And the fact is that, you know, when you're around kids, you know what I would tell people going to a sporting event? If you see a parent that's got children there and you see some a-holes, just give them some backup. You know,
yeah,
I would.
That's true.
I would just say that too. Just like, hey guys, can you please? And you say it politely. You don't say it like an a-hole. If you've got somebody who's being it, you say, guys, would you mind? There are kids here, and I've done that before. And when you address even the drunkest or drunkiest, and you do it in a civil way,
nice
and a respectful
way, to call
way,
them on what they're doing.
You truly will be surprised at the reaction.
Can diffuse
it. 99% of the time, they're not going to be a heel.
And
engage,
especially if their girlfriend / wife / friends are very attractive.
Yeah, it's you can do it, and you can accomplish it by being.
Get a closer look.
There you go. Next letter, Ryan in Baltimore. Thank you for that. And so, I think you crack down on the jerks.
Yeah,
I hate the thing I hate is when they hit a tee shot and you hear, "You the man," like some guy just wants to hear his voice on TV.
Yeah, Tiger.
Crack down on it. Fellows, lately I've heard Oscar mention Podcast Village quite a bit.
Yes.
I was wondering if Podcast Village was an actual business venture he has launched, or if it's just another catchphrase he is trying to get over, like Boom Bam, which is completely ripped off from the cable guy.
Great question.
It's kind of a snarky letter.
This guy's being a dick, but I like
or
the question.
Any of the multitude of couplets he spews at any opportunity. You can. That comes from James Ferrante, moved out of the zit 2 years ago. Thanks, Chris. Christ. Thank Christ. So James is a bitter guy, probably from his time in. I thought it was thank Christie, his girlfriend or something. It was thank Christ with 2 exclamation
thank
points.
Thank you, Jeff Christie.
Do you have an answer for James?
I do. Podcast Village
Ferrante
is a real business, and it is a multi-studio establishment here in Georgetown where you can...
Establishment.
Thank you. Where you can record your podcast or develop a new podcast at any time. The website's podcastvillage.com. And we've been so busy, Mike...
Yes.
With Podcast Village,
Yes.
That podcastvillage.com is not 100% up. That means we have business to attend to.
You're going to be hearing more about it.
Oh, yes.
And Oscar, in fact, when I came into town for the Jimmy's thing, I came in specifically to meet with the Oscar and our good friend Charlie at Podcast Village. And the fact is that we are going to be giving you more details about that coming up in the weeks and months to come. So look forward to that. But it is a beautiful facility.
It is.
And this, the stars aligned to have this this business opportunity happen, and we're very, very excited about it. So you'll be hearing more about it, and you know, just stay tuned. We'll let you know what's going on.
Also, this studio, there's going to be two studios, but this studio itself will also be renovated during that time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, and we're going to be, we're really, really looking forward to it. You're going to have some improvements on the Mike O'Mara Show because of it, and really exciting things to come. We are very, very excited about that. So, good news. Good news all around.
All around. That's fun.
Boom, bam.
Moving right along. Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I'm writing in with a question to try to perk up Rob's droopy, saggy bag.
Hey. Yeah,
there you go. Here's a guy that gets it right away. The immediate response.
Why the high thigh?
My question is for Jennifer.
Nothing.
The voice of reason on this show. Jennifer, please play a round of F, marry, kill for us. Which of the following guys would you F? Which would you marry? And which would you kill? Nikki Diamond, Salad Fingers, and Name Berry. Wow. Thanks, Jen. Keeping it up. Do we want to bring Jennifer in here?
We can bring her in, if you like.
All right. Will you call her, Rob? You know she likes to be called.
Thanks. Jennifer!
Hey, Tuts!
Come on in, baby.
Get in here. Oh, there you are.
Oh, a pretty girl. Like a melody.
Look how happy she is.
Every stream.
Gets paid nothing.
How has 2018 been for you so far, Jim?
Oh, 2018 is rocking.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Up and at 'em.
Do you know how to play F, Mary, Kill?
No. Explain it to me, please.
We're going to give you three individuals, and you have to decide which one you'd like to F, which one you'd like to marry, and which one you'd like to kill.
F as in, have
copulate,
sex.
Yeah.
Have sex
in a marital way.
Oh, that's so naughty!
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm pretty sure you know the ins and outs of it, though.
Yeah, I sure do. I think I know a lot more than any of you boys know.
How old are you again?
48.
You still got the sponge, right?
It's my age. Oh. It's my age. You mean the contraceptive sponge?
Yes, yes.
It's none of your business. I'm offended by that.
Hard
to
find.
I'm going to file a suit against you.
Call to human resources.
That is not nice. That's not. Me. Take it back. Take it back.
Okay, fine. Diaphragm.
Use your sexy voice.
Take it back.
Oh, Jennifer.
All right, so where were we again?
It's
what are we talking about?
F, marry, and kill between these
marry, kill.
Three individuals. Nikki Diamond,
F, marry, kill.
Salad right. Fingers, and Nameberry.
Nameberry, oh dear. I think I would marry Nameberry just to help him.
You think you...
Because I'm a generous sort.
Yes.
Have you been in a lot of relationships where you've tried to fix the man?
Not really. I just kind of roll with it.
What about your current job?
You know, I'm thinking about who I want to F, marry, and kill, and you guys keep interrupting me.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I would marry Nameberry. I would F Nikki Diamond.
Oh, get in line, Merle.
And I would kill Salad Fingers. Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him. Bye.
Bye, Jen.
Bye. Easy to kill a cartoon. Too.
I thought she would kill Nameberry.
No.
She would kill, she would kill the Salad Fingers.
Yeah.
She would kill.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Wow.
Hello. Why would she want to kill me? If she chose to do that, I sure hope she'd use a pointy stick.
Stop it!
And put it right into my... Let's see what that would sound like.
No!
Bye-bye.
My God, I'm so glad she's gonna kill you.
Really?
Well, it's like theater. Oh, God.
Man, it is man. Theater.
Too many voices. My God. Let me gather myself. All right. Where were we?
I have right. been.
I don't know. Salad fingers got in my throat today. I don't know what's going on with that. Okay. I have to get back on track here. That was it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. That was wonderful.
True question.
Thank you, Heather Weimer. Thank you for making me like turn into a marionette machine over here. All right.
Yes.
I have been searching for happiness for next letter. I've been searching for happiness for such a long time now. Although I order all my necessities through Amazon on the Mike O'Mara show page and flowers for the ladies through Pro Flowers, I still can't seem to find my smile. I guess they're looking for a smile.
Yes.
The only thing that I think will cure this is for Rob to play some Slim Whitman. Keep bringing the funny Dan Cortez, Salt Lake City, Utah. And he's playing it right now.
Well, I mean, I want the man to smile.
Loved him right. on MTV Sports.
Haven't had
Dan
this
Cortez,
guy on.
Yeah. Slim Whitman. Yeah.
He hasn't been on since Yodeling Week, Mike.
Wow, well, that's
right. Oh, Rose, my Rose, my
Slim Whitman, the late, great Slim Whitman.
What are the origin stories of a Slim Whitman?
When the sun shines off.
Love to tell you, but we're playing him right now.
And the night is on.
Actually, this is a song Oscar will like.
Black man?
No. But this is a Spanish song, Una Paloma Blanca.
Does he yodel in it?
Yes, you have to get to the hook, though.
All right, where does the hook come in?
After one more couplet here, I believe.
One more couplet, and then he gets into the yodel?
Yeah.
Because that's his thing, Oscar.
He's a yodeler, yeah.
That's his
trademark.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I want to hear the yodeling right now. Slim Whitman, ladies and gentlemen.
Una paloma blanca.
There it is. Okay. Do you have the classic?
I do.
The classic, the third one. Dan, you're getting a trifecta of Slim Whitman, including my favorite, I Remember You, Slim Whitman.
Darling, happy anniversary.
You foxed me, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's anniversary. I'm sorry. I want I Remember You.
But I won't let you down.
I remember you.
Okay, that's quick. You know what? Let me deal with the...
thank you.
Slim Whitman, thank you.
Died in 2013.
Yes. At one point, Elvis Presley opened for him.
Really?
Yeah, in the 1950s.
Wow. Good God. Can we get through this mailbag,
nope.
please? Elvis Presley opened for him. You couldn't do the show if you didn't get that in there, could you?
Mike, if you love
you
me,
proceed.
You'll help me.
Years,
hi guys.
Years active, 48 to 2010.
Good. I'm glad. I don't want any more facts from Slim Whitman. Hi guys. I've got a hockey question for Mike.
Nice.
Great. Mike, ever since you moved to Florida, I have hoped you would eventually adopt the Lightning as your local team. I certainly wouldn't expect you to abandon your beloved Caps, but I've waited for the day you would support the ultimate underdogs, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now that we're having a record-setting year, number one in the entire NHL, and their best ever shot at a cup, will you consider rooting for the Bolts? Robin Tampa, the answer to that question is absolutely I will.
Nice.
Good.
No definite yes or no, but I will consider it. I don't know because I'm closer to the Florida Panthers, but they don't play that well.
Right. I'm heading out this Saturday to the Caps Maple Leafs.
Annapolis, right?
Outdoor game.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, where are they playing it?
At Navy Stadium.
Naval Academy down in Annapolis.
Outdoor.
Wonderful.
NBC Sports, nationally televised.
It's a big deal, this one.
Is it going to be cold?
It's supposed to be 55. We'll see.
All right. Okay. Bad. Wish it was colder up here.
You need life jackets.
Anyway, that's very, very cold. Thank you. Appreciate it.
What time do I have to arrive, you think, to get into my seat?
Probably 9 a.m.
Game's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at night?
Yep.
Oh, it's a night game, too.
Well, it has to be. You know why? It's so warm.
Yeah, so they have to do that to
they
make put, sure that the ice is
they pushed it back.
Open. Okay, very good.
So get there by 5?
Okay, yeah, that's right. Some of these animals are 9 years old. Yes, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yeah, get there at 5. Guys, I don't want to touch your bag, but I'd love to be in it. This question is for you pro DJs. When you're talking up a song, are you told in advance how long the intro is, or do you have to know the music? And aren't there numerous cuts of songs that could have different length intros? How does one practice? Challenge. If we told Mike to talk for 12 or whatever seconds, could he do it? I'm curious. Thanks, Steph Baker. someone's had a lot of time on her hands to think about this.
Yeah, but it's a fascinating notion that could you talk for 12 seconds without timing yourself?
You want me to try?
I've got a timer right here.
All right. Okay.
But you have to close your eyes.
All right.
All right.
All right. You ready?
When you are.
3, 2, 1. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association Station, WYRE.
That was a minute 30. No, that was 8 seconds. That was 8 seconds. Pretty close.
It was
though.
8 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think so you'd be...
The answer is no, I can't.
When you were in radio, did you have a countdown clock?
We didn't have a countdown clock. We had the intro, the length of the song, and whether it ended cold or it was a fade on every tape cartridge. So that's how I learned how to do it. And then you get to be... then you memorize the songs, and then you can do it automatically. All the ones I do on this show... I do automatically because they're old. Because
you know them. You know
them. And I know if you know the songs, you can do that. That's the way it's done.
At HFS, you would have what looked like an atomic clock, right?
Right.
And when the CD would start, you'd have a countdown clock to when the music or the musical post would hit. Almost like cheating, but you would watch the clock and talk until it went to zero.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but crazy. Now when I do them on the show, well, perhaps I could just give you an example.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Hey, what a mailbag it's been today. What an incredible time. We want to thank you for all your cards and letters coming in, especially the guy that sent in records for everybody. Fantastic time. More good times coming next Tuesday when we do the mailbag. And to everybody that modified it for us, we say thank you very much. That's the way
no countdown clock needed.
But really, they upgraded the mailbag this week. Thank you.
Yeah, they did a great
job. Fantastic.
More about us, less about you.
That's the way I believe that all the time. I do.
Beautiful music on KNBR, San Francisco.
Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, the song is still the one. One of my favorite talk-up songs that I've ever played in my lifetime. And the question remains, is Oscar still on the mark? Not the market, the narket. Wait, let me start again. Hold on a second.
The narcotics.
On the market.
Sorry, the narcotics. Sorry about that.
San Francisco.
Hey, everybody, I'm a little off today. Sorry about that. Hope you bear with me. Yeah, you never do that on a real radio station where you stop and start like that. How foolish is that? I call myself a professional. Oh, God. What an a-hole I am, WABA.
And the reason you're a pro is you got so close to Arch there, but you never went there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, would you like to have Arch talk? Oh, yes,
for would you please?
We could do that, too. Okay. Let's see. Leon has something. Rob loves this jingle.
1580 KLOU, Lake Charles.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Oscars are this weekend. Nobody seems to really care. I'm Arch Campbell.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well
right
done.
Final letter. Hey, guys. I have a question about one of Mike's favorite sayings. Mike is want to say more money than Jesus. Yes, I've said that before. Which always strikes me as odd.
Oh, does it?
Jesus, a.k.a. Yeshua bin Yahwa, was not, in the accounts I've read of him, given to flashing a bankroll or wearing excessive bling. Does Mike recall where he picked up this phrase? Yes, I do, Dennis Lowe. I picked it up in the land of me. Rob, start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Bunny boy.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm on to a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm on to that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money.
No.
No, come on, will you, please?
Okay, I'll pay you back when we get home.
I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I?
The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think there'll be a problem. Don't worry
about
it.
Let me just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
Bunny boy.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and you can hear us 24/7 on the TMOS app. Get it today. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, especially tomorrow. That's Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. Be waiting for that push notification. It should be fantastic. But you never know when it's going to come. Our show today brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Lightstream. Let me ask you something. What if you could combine your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? I've done this.
Yeah.
It works. Wait no longer. Let me tell you about Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with an auto pay feature. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees at all. Plus, see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. You're going to love how easy it is. It's the modern age.
Yeah.
You do this online. Your application is 100% online, people. And Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank. You've heard of them, so you can be confident that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. That's a big deal. When you're associated with SunTrust, one of the big boys, you know that it's not anything that you have to worry about. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates to consolidate your credit cards. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS and do it today. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding. Love it, love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And I mentioned it yesterday. Carla surprised me in the middle of the show with the little instruction that I was to head to preschool at 1
greatest
o'clock,
moment
middle of the afternoon.
Of TMOS 2018 thus far when she said, "You've been volunteered."
Yes.
Yes.
It was so real.
You're on the board for 1 p.m.
Very, very exciting. And yes, it's Dr. Almost. Seuss week at preschool.
Ooh.
Dr. Seuss week.
Cat in the hat.
It's kind of like being on Regis and Kelly.
Last time that I went to preschool was, I think, a year and a half or so ago when I went in, and they were little bitties then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, they were tiny. And when I read to them, it was absolutely the sweetest, most wonderful experience that I've ever had, because all the little ones gathered around wide-eyed at my feet as I was sitting in the grown-up chair reading to them.
Did you do the sneeze when you started?
I've done the sneeze a couple of times, but I think that I just dove right in.
Can I get one more just for me?
He's such a kid.
Please.
Are you on narcotics again today?
No, not today.
You sound like you.
I ran out.
Really?
Yep.
Is he okay?
He's okay.
What do you think? You're right there with him.
He's good today.
You're lying too. You don't like confrontation.
No, he's a child.
Whacked
he loves
out of
it.
His gourd.
No,
today.
He loves that sneeze. He always has.
All right, here, Oscar, here's the imaginary pepper. All right, throw the imaginary pepper in my face right now. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. you very much. Glad I was able to do that for you.
Love it.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway, it was.
Not on drugs. He's just an idiot.
Here it is. 2 years ago, they were wide-eyed. They were wonderful. Now, they are 4 and 5 year olds. And now.
It's a huge difference.
They communicate. Like, I went into a scene from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, no.
All right.
Was there one tall Indian student?
You've got the kid that goes,
Daddy.
And it was so charming when they first did it. By the eighth time, I'm no longer charmed by it. I said, but I'm not going to be mean,
right.
But I do want to be mean, because they go, daddy. And I went, I am not your father. But I'm not, but I don't want to say, but and it might have something. And then
Ryan
walks up to me, my son's best friend, a precocious child who says, are you 98? And I'm like, no, wow. I'm not. No, I'm not. So, isn't that cute?
That's adorable.
And then I bring out the book. And as soon as I bring it, I said, this is my Dr. Seuss book that I brought from Michael's bedroom. And we're going to be reading this to you today. Immediately, two of the children say, I hate that one. And I'm like, well, isn't that wonderful? And by the way, there are sometimes two teachers in the classroom,
yeah.
And they need the two. And there was only one. And she was struggling to maintain order in this, in this environment. It was
what book did
it was
you
a
bring?
Different deal, huh?
What book did you bring?
Some space thing about space going to space.
Okay,
and you can't hit the kids yet.
No.
Okay.
No.
You can't ever hit the middle kids. School. Not till middle school. Yeah, when they're in eighth grade.
Well, no, they're in that weird
flail away.
They're in that weird window because you can hit them when they're real young.
Yeah. It's the Bing plan.
But now,
okay, you don't hit children. Anyway, so I'm in there.
You do if you want them to grow up right there, son.
I realized early on that I just want to get it on and gone. By the way, Carla brought like three out to me, and Dr. Seuss blows. I'm sorry, Dr. Seuss.
That's the popular opinion.
Look, I like Green Egg. Do you like Green Egg? Do you like them on a plane? Even that, the classic one. It's just like enough, And by the way, I like Dr. Seuss the cartoon. I like Martin Short as Dr. Seuss. It's like, oh, that's amazing. He does that type of thing.
But that Dr. Seuss probably wasn't like that. It was more like. Now is the time to write another book about redfish.
Is he a real person?
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he was.
Jim Carrey is the Grinch. Was scary. Most
did you like him in that rendition of the Dr. Seuss book?
No, I like the original Grinch cartoon. Jim Carrey'd it. It was all Jim Carrey with his personality. And by the way, universally, as far as I know, every kid I've talked to, terrified by the live version of the Grinch.
Oh, it almost ruined scared my nephew it. Dylan. He used to say Grinch.
Kids are terrified because Jim Carrey is so, that kind of crap, which didn't go. But anyway, getting back to these kids, it was problematic, to say the very least. It was not, and by the time I was done, I'm like, the Q&A, the impromptu Q&A began, and and three times, one of the kids that was in there, three times he wanted to tell me how he threw that book away. And it was just like, by the end, I was like, the end. Thanks, kids. I'll see you next time. Michael, get your book bag. We're leaving early. And it was just, it was fine. And then, I'm walking out and the other teacher that's supposed to be in the classroom, you were reading today. And I was so, I dug into my cheek because I wanted to go, you'd know that if you were in the room.
Yeah, she was in the teacher's lounge. Chowing.
It was lunchtime. I think they break for lunch. Chowing down.
Chow in the teacher's lounge.
Little chow in the teacher's lounge. That's what it was. Yeah. Good time had by all. Fantastic.
Mike, it was fantastic. Will you ever read again in the classroom?
Yes, of course I will because, it's my job as a dad and no one can do it better. I'm a performer. I like to perform it. I will pick the literature next time.
Yes.
May I make a suggestion?
You can try, but your children's literature is,
Try the Herod experiment.
Thank you, Rob. Okay, very good. We'll take a break.
Google it. It's a good joke.
To you during the break. We'll take a break and come right back, everybody.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, You can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous. Be selfless. Be a giver. The future of our show depends on it. Forever and ever.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. The U.S. Postal Service is an important tool for any business. It literally reaches every household every day. And Stamps.com is the easiest way to access all of the amazing services of the post office. Even better, Stamps.com never closes. It allows you to print postage for letters or packages at your convenience 24/7 right from your own computer. The precise amount of postage every time, you'll never underpay or overpay again. You won't do it with Stamps.com. They save you time and money, which you can use to grow your business. Mail any letter, any package, anything, domestic or international. Just use your computer and printer, and the mailman picks it up. Create your Stamps.com account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitment. We have used Stamps.com since the beginning of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. And right now, you too can enjoy Stamps.com with a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage. Yes.
We've got a big project that's going to use stamps.com at a high volume.
Awesome.
Coming up. High, oh, very, high very volume. Excited.
It makes it
yes.
easy, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com. Enter TMOS. Ta-da. That's all you have to do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And yes, at the end of the day, when I get done doing the projects at my kid's school, I feel like I'm doing my job as a daddy.
Your son's going to remember that forever.
It does feel good when it's over. It's sometimes not so fun while you're doing it, but it's good when it's over.
He's in a space now, I have to be perfectly honest with you, where he's being a little hypochondriac with aches and pains in the morning going to school. Now, maybe he's affected by all the canes and walkers that are in the garage now in storage. I'm not sure.
He can't wait
I'm
to
not
use
sure
them.
What it is. It's, you know, it's. I mean, today, you know, my eyes hurt. My shoulder hurts. Aww. My this hurts. I broke my arm. You know, that kind of stuff. It's a little odd.
My
little
father, odd. I remember two things, baseball cards and beatings. Those two things really changed my life.
Well, once I know again, he corporal beat you. Punishment has reared its ugly head on the show again.
But what about baseball cards?
Well, he would take me to, he would be in town once in a while.
Sure.
And he would take me to baseball card shows, and he'd get a Washington Post at whatever 7-Eleven we stopped at, and I would get a Slurpee, and then we'd go to whatever, it would be convention center or community center, and he would sit outside with his Washington Post, and he said, "You have 20 minutes. And I'd take my Slurpee and I'd go and I'd wheel and deal inside the baseball card show. And every time I found a deal, I'd scurry out for some money from my pops.
Cool.
And if you didn't get a good deal, you wouldn't be beaten, would you?
No. He didn't know. Okay, what, he didn't know what was good or what was wrong. He just thought he was doing his job as a father.
Oscar, go in and buy all the Fernando Valenzuela cards.
No, but I did get a Don Mattingly mint. Mint. Still have it.
I'm a huge fan of Don Mattingly.
Don Mattingly.
Okay, he's wonderful.
Why does everybody think I'm on pills?
I don't know, Elvis.
You just seem to be slurring a lot. Anyway, we have a short break here.
We do.
Are you okay? I put it on show prep. I didn't put it on my show prep today because I didn't want to. But then I heard, you know, I wonder. I wonder if everything's okay.
Don Mattingly.
I'm fine. Mint gem.
I'm not going to get any honest appraisal.
I get nothing
from these two guys.
I get nothing. They're all gone.
He's fine.
Look.
He's fine. And it's a difference between a sleepy Oscar and a drugged Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe there's a tad of sleepiness.
Are you asleep? Did you not get enough sleep last night?
Well, I was here till 1 a.m. roughly.
God, you're so goddamn nocturnal. You know?
I have to work. Someone's got to build the village.
Build it in the morning. Build it in the morning.
I'm doing the show in the morning.
I do it. I'm just concerned.
Yes.
Oh, I am concerned. Just like I was concerned with Pony and the smoking. Yes. Got what it. Is the pill?
There's a warning on this bottle. It says, do not build a podcast village while taking these pills.
Yeah, I'm out.
All right.
I'm out.
All right. That's good.
Way out.
Rob, keep that and throw that away. Everything fine. Before we break, I'll just tell you one last little thing.
Please.
Do you like the haircut? Do you like the new haircut?
When we see you, you have headphones on, so it's obscure. It's very
bad
short.
Haircut. Very bad haircut.
It's not a bad. It's my new no fuss, no muss haircut.
Third Reich haircut.
I got a number three on the side.
I hate the fact that people now go by the guide. It takes the onus off the barber. It means anyone can do a haircut.
Rob, I agree with you, even though you don't have hair. I agree with you that
but I had hair at one point.
You had hair, but I understand. You know what? Because it takes the scissors out of the equation, right?
And I go to my barber shop, and it's called Mary's Barber Shop, and Mary is
named
Mary.
You got crew cuts? Didn't you use the number when you got crew cuts?
No, I would say take it down. Take it down, baby. And
take
I would
it down.
Never. Yeah. Now I have to give a number for when they trim my beard. And yeah. it's and I just.
Yeah, they're lazy.
They're lazy. And they're it's lazy. Mathematical.
It's efficient is what it is.
Well, now what it is it usually indicates that. What do you think that is? A number two or not? That means somebody's not a skilled barber. They
Can
should be
we
able to
see
do that.
The top of your hair? That's what upsets me right now. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is neither muss nor fuss. Yeah.
There back is here. There, but the problem is there is no texture. To the cut. Whoever cut your hair just used regular scissors and didn't use the scissors that give you texture.
Yeah, no feathering.
Yeah. Yes. Obviously, Mike, there is no layering going on with your beautiful head of hair. You don't have
you
that.
You guys laugh. This is industry talk. I know what I'm talking about.
This is what Carla said to the barber at Walmart.
I am the barber of the mart.
she said to the barber at Walmart, she said, I want it to look like Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper, if you look at him on CNN, it's pretty closely shaved on the sides.
Yes.
And then it's not long in the back where all my cowlicks and everything sticks up. So it's kind of buzzed in the back, but then it's left long so I can part it to the side and the front. But I did look at my wife because the barber did look at me at that particular time when she said Anderson Cooper. The look on her face said, I can't do the impossible.
I was going to say.
He's a skinny gay man from New York. I cannot do the impossible.
I would say there's probably a good chance that a Walmart barber doesn't know who Anderson Cooper is.
Okay.
Great call.
Well, anyway, that's it. I'll model it for you when I've got it.
And we're not even going to mention the fact that you're going to Walmart for your haircut.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do it. It's right next door. Anyway, welcome to Florida,
next door.
Everybody.
Walking distance.
Next door. There you go. Yeah, it's convenience. It's my life now. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. If you have a medical emergency or need a sudden car repair, do you have the funds? And if so, do you have immediate access to them? Now you do, thanks to Avant. Avant can offer you personal loans from $2,000 to $35,000 entirely online with a fast and convenient online application and no office visit or faxing required. Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know you're in good hands. The application takes just minutes, no collateral is needed, and checking your loan options will not ping your credit score. Avant has customer support available 7 days a week, and funds may be available as soon as the next day. Now you can pay off high-interest credit card debt, home renovation, emergency funds, and more. For a limited time, Avant will give our listeners a $50 Amazon gift card after you are approved and make your first loan payment on time. To check your loan options, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com and use the code TMOS to take your first step to getting a personal loan. Credit products are made by WebBank, Equal Housing Lender. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Yes, yay! See that website.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And it is I'm glad to have you with us. I am I'm a little thrown for a loop today, I'll be honest.
Why? What's going on?
What's thrown you?
I don't know. I'm just
pills?
I'm just a little, I'm a little loopy. We had a little taste test. We didn't drink a lot. We just did a little, you know, little taste test last night at the
What does that mean?
We had a taste test, just one drink. I had one drinky poo last night. It was Grand Marnier.
One 12-ounce drink.
No, it was not 12 ounces. It was a sipping thing, and we had that, and we
post-supper?
Compared it.
Was this post-supper?
This was actually right around like 5 o'clock. Like right at
Why you didn't text me back. I was like,
I
texted you like at 8:30. I was like, hey, give me a call back anytime. Right, I have a new political persuasions logo I want you to look at.
Hold on. Oh, I see it. Let me look.
Does it feature the new haircut? Simply a joke. Right.
Well, wait. What did you say about my haircut?
I asked if the new logo had the new haircut in it.
It's not the one. Yesterday at 7:31 p.m.
Yeah, it's the only one with a logo from me. I imagine.
Is that the new? Is that the new PP logo?
Yes,
PP logo. All right. That's funny.
They were going to round out the P.
Well, the reason why it's set up that way after multiple conversations and multiple cooks in the kitchen is that it sets you apart from every other show that's in that space.
Rob, have you looked at it?
I haven't seen him. May I see it?
I don't involve Rob because he's not a decision maker. You are,
Mike. I know, but you know what? I know
he's not. Make a decision about you.
When there's a problem here, want to make sure that
I'll pull it up right now. Hold on a second.
And just don't show it to anybody. But we'll talk about that after the show.
There'll be a new political persuasions the day after tomorrow, folks. You want to check it out.
And so he's going to be in San Francisco.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I sent him a headset and I sent him an HD cam and everything.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Because I'm chomping at the bit to talk about this week. This week's driving me nuts. I'm getting nuts down here in Florida. I really am. So there'll be a lot to talk about. There it is. He's showing it to the new logo. Don't you think the P is too square?
It doesn't look like it.
It's tipped to be square.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah. That's what I said last time. It hasn't been changed. It's got to be changed. Anyway, that's
the three stars represent DC. Maybe if you hadn't moved, you'd see that.
No, but the fact is, it's got to be rounded. It's got to be rounded. That's it. But that's for off air. That is for off air when we do that.
I quit.
Anyway.
Oh no!
Well, you're not doing the graphic design.
No,
come on.
I'm going back and forth with all these jerks.
Well, these jerks didn't modify the logo at all. The jerks are the people that didn't change when we said fix the P in political persuasion. It's the key letter, and it's too, you know, I don't know. What does Freights think about it?
Freights loves it, but I say I got to show it to Mike.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. That's it. We'll discuss it.
You know
it
what? You don't like it, Mike. You're the final say. I'll take it down today.
No, I don't. You don't have to take it down. It's just I want that to look more. It looks like a box. It's not. There's nothing P about that at all.
How long has it been?
To be perfectly honest with you, if it's going to be a P, you at least put the tail on the back of the box. Rob, take a look at it again. Would I be right about that?
Let me see it.
You put the tail on the back of the box.
This is great. We should have the audience vote.
Oh, a poll.
A poll.
With a round P.
With a round P or a square
what
P.
I think. Or a square P. No, even if you put the tail on the back corner of the box, it would be better.
Yeah, because it looks like it really says Ursuasions.
Ursuasions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't see the P carrying down.
Do you mind, Mike, if just it'd be good for the show overall that people vote one or the other?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, right, for political persuasions, let us know what you think and put it up there.
I'll put a round P and I'll put a square P.
Or do whatever the person wants to do. Jesus, we're up on a break again. Anyway, last night at the O'Mara House, the reason I'm a little out of sorts, we did a taste test between Grand Marnier and Grand Gala, the stuff, the cheaper stuff that we put inside the margarita.
Right.
And, what the Grand Gala tasted like orange soda with booze in it. And the Grand Marnier tasted like Grand Marnier.
Yeah, it's a great product.
But you get what you pay for. That's the long and short of that. I welcome anybody's input. If they're Grand Gala people, you don't sip it. You can throw it in a margarita. It'll be fine.
I believe Grand Gala is what I used on the fruitcakes this year.
Because you can put something in like that because sweeter is better.
Sweeter it's and a flambé product.
Don't try to pretend it's a knockoff Grand Marnier because it ain't. It ain't. That's the point I wanted to make.
Well, I did an appearance for a liquor distributor, and this was their sales pitch. They had a raspberry liqueur, and they were setting up in a bar, and I was doing one of these jive bar nights at a meat market. He says, "Well, this is our knockoff of Chambord." And I said, "Oh, really?" He says, "Well, you know how Chambord tastes like raspberries?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, this is cheaper."
Wow. Yeah. You say, you know how Grand Marnier tastes like oranges? Well, this is cheaper too. And that was that's where we were. So that's we got to take a break, and we got to come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody,
this is intern Dan O'Brien. Yay. You might know me as being the dull, vanilla intern who contributes absolutely nothing to the show. What you might not know is that when I'm not on the air, I'm making a living as Northern Virginia's third most popular fan salesman.
That's right!
Dan the Fan Man here to get you a deal on a brand new fan. Get a special discount by joining the Dan the Fan Man fan clan. Buy a fan for your car at our Dan the Fan Man fan van. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or my name isn't Dan
the Fan Man.
And you can find out about all our deals by clicking on the bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. And while you're there, buy a bonus show and a fan, but mostly a bonus show. And this summer, don't forget to look for the Dan the Fan Man Ultimate Ray-Ban Spray Tan Suntan Mobile Fan Beach Fan.
You'll be the hottest man on the sand,
especially if you're listening to the bonus show.
Never get tired of it.
I know.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk for a second, okay? Just for a second.
Sure.
Let's talk about giving.
Yeah.
Jay Giles said, give it to me. John Lennon said, give peace a chance. James Brown said, give it up or turn it loose. Did you put the A in there?
No, that's on the 45. It is.
Oh. Al Jolson said, give my regards to Broadway. And Oscar Santana says, give the bonus show. And you should, because it's now easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. Yes, friends, one simple click at the TMOS website and you're all set. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person, or you can send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away or so. Plus, they'll get access to all our bonus content, and you will be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking and start giving today, ladies and gentlemen. It's easy, easy. The wonderful gift of gift givery. The Mike O'Mara Show. It's amazing.
News.
Boo. Savvy for fear. As you probably heard by now, Kevin Smith, guy that we're a big fan of on this show, he had a serious heart attack on Sunday night. Celebs wished him well, including Chris Pratt. This is what Chris Pratt tweeted. He said, I'm praying my ass off for you because I believe in the healing power of prayer. And for that, the internet took off on him and went after him. This is
so really?
People started arguing about how thoughts and prayers don't do anything, and that's not what Kevin needs right now. What? Are you putting this in the whole gun thing? I agree with the argument when you're talking about legislators that take money from the NRA talking about thoughts and prayers. This is not the same thing, people. This is a friend reaching out and saying something nice. Come on.
Coming off a bad divorce or separation, right?
Right.
So he's already the evil guy that was kind of chubby, then got hot.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're right, Oscar.
People are changing.
Absolutely. They were basically applying the gun control argument to this situation, which is completely nonsensical. And Chris, Guardians of the Galaxy director, Chris's Guardians of the Galaxy director, James Gunn, stood up for Chris saying, quote, there is nothing wrong with sending someone positive thoughts and prayers, but when this is coupled with inaction, when action will benefit the situation, it's empty. If you're offering Parkland shooting survivors prayers but are unwilling to deal with the problems of gun violence in this country, in a practical way, those prayers are empty. But no one expects Chris Pratt to shoulder doctors out of the way and perform heart surgery on Kevin Smith.
Yes,
nor
true.
Does Kevin need Chris to pay his medical bills. So I think his prayers are appreciated, and it's about all he can do. Hello. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Back off, people. Come on.
I like
Step
Chris
off.
Pratt.
We're just too much fighting.
Bunch of a-holes.
Really. Mm. Just chill, yeah. A bunch of a-holes. Thank you. Heather Locklear was arrested Sunday night. She's had a rough go, man.
Oh, my God. Without makeup.
She was arrested Sunday night for... This is worse, Oscar.
I saw the pic without makeup.
Do you think she'll also be charged with not wearing makeup?
No, it is just a different person.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
She was arrested Sunday night for attacking her boyfriend, and some cops were called to the scene. Heather's brother called the police because she was having a fight with her boyfriend. One source says she almost bit off the tip of his nose. But whatever she did, it left some kind of visible mark, so they tried to arrest her. At that point, she became combative. She punched a female cop and a male cop, then kicked another male officer in the groin. She also called them effing a-holes. She was so bad that they had to actually force her into a police car. Heather was charged with one felony count of domestic battery and three misdemeanor charges of battery on a peace officer. She's in a world of trouble right now. She was released yesterday morning after posting $20,000 bail. Heather's boyfriend was arrested just a few hours later for drunk driving. God!
Wow.
Train wreck! The guy's name is Chris Heiser. TMZ says that they were high school sweethearts, beautiful, who had started dating again, and now they're fighting.
That's so nice. And now he has no nose.
I used to think that Richie Sambora was crazy for leaving her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But now it all makes sense.
Hey, but she had a good run. She was hot for a long time.
Well, I mean, and it's just, she's Hooker, been Melrose arrested place. Before.
Yeah. It must be weird for a police officer to arrest another police officer as TJ Hooker.
That's interesting. The worst part about being a parent is all the germs your kids bring home from school.
Yes.
This is a funny story. I watched the video today. Kristen Bell's experienced that just a few weeks ago when she came down with a case of what she refers to as anal worms.
At least
that's what she called them. Technically, they're pinworms, but they gave you discomfort in that area. On Sunday's episode of the Joel McHale Show on Netflix, she said her three-year-old daughter, Delta, picked them up at preschool, and then Kristen got them from her. Quote, 50% of people over 15 don't experience symptoms, which is the itch. Your kids get them because they put their hands in their mouth and they lay eggs. Kristen did experience the itch, but that wasn't the worst part. She said, quote, you have to monitor and you have to look in their poo. And when you wipe their butt, sure enough, I saw a little white worm.
Wow.
And you hear the audience go, oh. And then Kristen says, yeah, I know. She's really gross. My daughter, not the worm. The worm was gross, too.
And you just watched Mikhail reacting to it, and it was pretty funny.
She picked it up when she was reading a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah, I should probably have checked that seat.
Yeah. They could say anything. Because it's Netflix.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, my kid could come home with anything, and it wouldn't surprise me when I've spent some time in that. Yeah, you got more sneezing. And by the way, the second teacher that wasn't in the classroom when she said, oh, you read a book. Oh, you read a book. It was like because there's stuff going around. If you had the flu during this, speaking of the devil, if you had the flu during this brutal flu season, you're probably praying you never get it again. So here's some advice. Start blasting yourself with cold water every day. A new study out of the Netherlands found that people who took cold showers, even for just 30 seconds, took 29% fewer sick days. I wonder if that means you blast yourself for 30 seconds, but then you can take the hot part. I have no idea.
I remember there was two schools of thought. One is you take a cold shower to remind yourself how lucky you are to live in this wonderful country and that you actually have the chance to have hot water.
Hot water.
Mm-hmm. And then B, the cool water just wakes you up and essentially takes your immune system and says, boom, it's time to go.
It also tightens my pores because this complexion does not just happen.
The theory is, Oscar's right about that. The theory is that cold water really gets the hormones in your body working, which can be good for your overall health and maybe even help you lose weight, Rob Spiewak.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Mike O'Mara? Come on now.
Ice me down.
Yes. Turn off the hot water heater, Carla. I'm coming home. There we go. Apparently, March 9th is National Meatball Day.
Man. I do want that meatball.
I want that meatball. Yes, sir. Well, a restaurant in New York City, of course it's in New York City. It's called Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse. That's dripping with money right there.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Davio's. We overcharge you, eh? It's Andres. It's Andreas's. What's our intern's name?
Andreas.
Yeah. It's Andreas's Steakhouse.
Everybody wants
to bone him. By selling the world's fanciest and most expensive meatball. The meatball is made with Wagyu beef, truffle cheese, foie gras, truffles, and it has a creamy champagne sauce on top. It also comes
with a nicer glass of wine,
hey!
Huh?
Hey! You want a drink of the wine, Andrea?
How about that?
Hey,
how much will it set you back? How about this, everybody, to set you back about $100, huh?
That's a too much!
There you go, $100. That's a
too much. The price stays the same, the meatball. Yay, the meatball stays the same. $100 at the door. Bend right over. Here's your bill. We're going to charge you a list. Anyway, that's it.
Sounds about
my work in Voice of America. This is so good.
He's so yummy. Moving right along, and now a little something, something. A 25-year-old. His name is Troy Fatoon. He is a U.S. national from Micronesia. That sounds like a really small country.
Just
doesn't it?
Tiny.
Honey, I shrunk the population. Anyway, Troy Fatoon is from Micronesia. He boarded a flight from Newark to Tampa to come down to my wonderful state. Mm. Then right after they shut the door on the plane, he started yelling that he was on the wrong flight. And apparently, without consulting anyone, he opened an emergency door and jumped down the slide onto the tarmac. So not only did he open that side emergency door, like right near the wing, but it triggered the exploding hatch slide that goes
the inflatable
out
slide, yeah.
And now, first of all, there's no way that they're going to let you board another plane after you do something like that. But the dumbest part is it was completely unnecessary because he was on the correct plane after all, people.
So dumb.
All the other passengers had to board a different plane. They got delayed for 4 hours.
Oh.
Sure, they were thrilled. Meanwhile, Troy got taken to jail. He's facing charges of criminal mischief, criminal trespass, and interference with transportation. All I can say is, Troy, fear not. You'll be back in Florida soon, and someone here will do something dumber before the week is over. Florida. Yes, sir. That's where he was coming. He was coming down here.
To meet his people.
Yeah, to meet his people. We welcome you in the land of idiots. Thank you. You know. By the way, those kids over at Parkland are kind of changing that image of Florida, so keep it up, kids. You're doing a great job. We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. The Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Mara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. five nights a week. TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime. Welcome back.
That was nice, Mike. Aloha.
Yeah, don't shake it up. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Today, I go to the dentist. Most people hate going to the dentist. Most people fear going to the dentist. But I don't, because after I use my Quip toothbrush, I use something called Plackers. And you can get them for no money at all at Amazon.
Yes.
They are fantastic.
Oh, I remember these.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah, I remember you talking about these.
They're fantastic.
The first time he started flossing is when he got his little Plackers.
Yeah, but you know what? I've flossed every day since then, and that was 9 years ago.
Less than $20 will give you good breath.
Dazzling Gingiva. Have these in your bathroom. Oh, order them on Amazon.
You don't have to wrap that floss around your fingers to do it.
No, because I have no feeling in my fingers. I'm like Rachel Ray.
From all the cooking.
That's right.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the Plackers and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com, everybody. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, Feb 27, 2018.
I was back and forth as to whether to play this because he's no longer in your good graces, but this is a salute to our intern, Adrian.
Oh.
A guy has developed an Adrian impression, and I wouldn't play it except it's really good.
Let's do it.
Oh. He's based. This is a guy, what?
He's taking a drink of water. I don't want to spit my water.
No, you take a breath. This is a guy named Mike Brunner.
I'm an impressionist who loves impressions, by the way, especially impressions of people that are not famous.
This is an unsolicited impression of Adrian from a guy named Mike Brunner. Mike, thank you.
Hi, Mike. This is your favorite intern, Adrian Garcia. Please give my podcast Token Heads a chance, man. We're going to talk about trends in the weed industry, edibles like Reefer's peanut butter, the science behind growing and cultivating, and last but not least, We're going to debate on what the best munchies are, man. I already got a sponsor, bro. Pothead Soundproofing. We smoke the competition. I'm so wasted, man.
My favorite part of it is the way he says, hi, Mike. Just listen to it one more time.
That's the best part.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
That's kind of where it is with Adrian, like this.
And as an impressionist,
I never got by the accent thing, but he's it's the stoner voice is what he's got.
Mm-hmm. And as an impressionist, I think you must be impressed with the fact that he sort of cracked that nut. He really found his voice.
He did.
Hey, Mike.
He could actually host Toking Heads.
He should host Toking Heads.
The new podcast
new Adrian.
Or may not see the light of day.
It's all this is your favorite intern, Adrian Garcia.
So I look forward. Adrian, I think, is in tomorrow. We could do a side-by-side to see just how accurate he is. Colbert last night, Jennifer Lawrence was on, and you know, it's no secret that they give drinks to guests on talk shows.
Oh, yeah.
But last night, he kept giving her rum while she was on stage with him. And she likes rum.
I love rum. I had two shots of rum, and I'm talking about
haters. More than two shots of rum, I promise you.
Everybody's still in Kentucky, and I've got nieces and a lot of nephews, one niece.
Yeah.
Hi, Bubbas. Where are you guys? Hi, I'm Baron Jake. Aunt Jen's drunk. I feel like I should tell you that now.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Now, I want to say this. My daughter, Julia.
She's so magnetic. I mean, she really is.
Oh, she's great.
She's incredible.
My daughter, Julia, is no longer into Fall Out Boy like she used to be.
Oh, no.
But because of the fact that she was for so long, Carrie still is. So we still get all
sad.
I know. We still get all the Fall Out Boy email and stuff like this.
She's a grown woman.
Fall Out Boy has released a cover. I want your opinion of it because I really
a lot more into Fall Out Boy than she is into this show.
Of course.
She hates this show.
She does. She wouldn't pay to have a picture taken with us.
Right.
I want your opinion of this cover because Patrick Stump, the lead singer, I like his voice.
Whitney Houston song.
Yeah, and you know, I never was on the big train with my daughter and my wife, but I will say this. I always thought they were a good band, and I think they do a good job with this. Mm-hmm. So,
this is Fall Out Boy cover of the Whitney Houston hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not too shabby.
This is a great song.
This is going to work, I think.
Yeah. Now, let's go
Fall
back.
Out Boy, though.
Have you ever met, and I imagine with the interns in here, we have Jessica and Maddie in. Do you know any young women named Madison?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No, but did you know that
Maddie is one of the daughters of my our buddies down here.
Ashley Madison.
Before 1984, 34 years ago, before 1984, the name Madison for a female was relatively unheard of. It didn't show up in the census. Do you know why it became a name?
Well, Oscar mentioned Ashley Madison. Dolly Madison?
No. Let us go to the movie Splash.
See names. Linda, Kim, where are we? Madison. Elizabeth,
Madison.
Samantha.
Madison, I like Madison.
Well, Madison's not a name. Well, all right, okay, fine. Madison it is. Good thing we weren't at 149th Street.
Effective 1985, people
Daryl Hannah was named Madison. She was the mermaid.
That was the name of the mermaid, and she was Splash, Mike.
She was Splash.
And people use that name for girls ever since.
Ever since the movie Splash.
That's really how it happened?
Yes, it happened in 1984.
Let me say, for the United States,
Do you know there are people in Bangladesh that make their living commenting on websites?
Really?
They charge $4 for Google, $5 for Facebook, and a television station, I think it was in California, broke the story and spoke to a guy in Bangladesh is a professional review leaver.
You write the reviews yourself?
Yes.
Are you in Bangladesh?
Yes, I am from Bangladesh.
How much for each review?
Google 4 and Facebook 5.
You use fake names of people?
Yes.
How many reviews have you written for people?
1,000.
1,000 reviews he has given.
Yeah.
That's $4,000.
Or $5,000 if you're on Facebook, as he said.
Facebook!
Facebook! So that actually is happening, and he's just out and talking about it.
But can't you don't have to be from Bangladesh to do that, right?
No, the problem is that they are circumventing this 5-star review on Yelp and Amazon and Google, where people can come in and artificially boost the rating of their company.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, he looked over on his other computer and he went, "Hillary is a bad person."
and Mike, are you happy with your toaster?
I love my toaster.
Well, then you
love,
have no
love,
need.
Love my toaster.
You have no need for this new toaster by Dolce & Gabbana.
Department store Neiman Marcus is selling a Dolce & Gabbana toaster for $600, or for the same results, just buy a regular toaster and put $600 in it.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag. By the way, what an upgrade. Not just silly little birthday requests, but fun stuff.
Real question.
Good job,
all
folks.
All the wonderful letters. Keep them coming.
Happy
next week.
Happy birthdays.
Send it to Rob with the extra B at MikeOMaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
She played Splash.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.